Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hi, and welcome to Entrepreneur Effect. I'm Dush Ramachandran, and my guest today is Ryan Gottfriedson, who is a leadership professor at Cal State Fullerton. He's also the author of the new book, Success Mindsets, Your Keys to Unlocking Great Success in Your Life, Work, and Leadership. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing, Dush?
Doing very well, thank you. And I appreciate your taking the time to be with us during this somewhat difficult time, but
it is crazy,
but you know what? I think what you have to say in your book has a lot to do with how we deal with this challenge. I mean, it's all about mindset. It's all about, you know, the attitude you take to the situation you find yourself in. So I think your book is particularly timely. So let's jump right in, if we may. And let me just understand a little bit about your origin story. How did you come to write this book? Was this a book that was always sort of striving to get out, or was this something that you wrote in response to people, your students perhaps at your university or others asking for guidance in this space?
It's such a great question, and I'm going to give you two different answers. So the first answer is, when I was doing my dissertation at Indiana University, my dissertation was focused on leadership, and this allowed me to essentially review the last 70 years of leadership research. And what I found is that of this 70 years of research, about 70% of that research had primarily focused on leadership behavior. So answering the question, what do leaders need to do to be effective? And while I get that that's a really good question to ask, and we've learned a lot from that question, it didn't really sit very well with me, because I see that question as being a little short-sighted. And the reason why I see it as being short-sighted is because I'm not so sure leadership is about doing things. I mean, we could do things, we could do all the right things. That doesn't necessarily make us a leader. And so what I think is that leadership is more about being than doing. And so the last 7 years of my research, I've tried to figure out, how do we best tap into this being element of leadership? And that has led me to focus on mindsets. All the research took me towards mindsets. And so that's kind of the first answer. The second answer is, as I started to dig into mindsets, what I started to realize is that the mindsets that I had at the time were actually quite negative, and they were preventing me from having the success that I was seeking. And so as I awoke to that idea, identified better mindsets to have, it empowered me to shift my mindsets. And since then, I've started my own business. I've written this book that we're now talking about. We're now having this conversation. So without this mindset journey, we wouldn't be connected here today.
Very cool. And, you make a really good point in your book about, you know, at first you talk about, you know, what are mindsets and so on. And you talk about growth mindsets versus a fixed mindset. And I think you talk about, someone who I think has become something of a cult hero, and more recently in the movie Ford versus Ferrari, somewhat, you know, glorified even further, because he features in the movie in a relatively small role. I'm talking about Lee Iacocca. who was chairman of Chrysler. He was the father of the Mustang when he was at Ford, and then he went over to Chrysler when Chrysler was on its deathbed. And he is, you know, largely credited with bringing Chrysler back from the dead. He was the original father, or reputed to be the father of the minivan, etc. But you bring up a really good you strike a difference between the growth mindset and the fixed mindset, and you point to Lee Iacocca not as a hero, but as a fixed mindset leader. Talk a little bit about that, if you would, because that I'm sure will be something that many of our listeners would find absolutely riveting.
Yeah, and let me put it into perspective just a little bit. So in my book and in my consulting that I do, I focus on four different sets of mindsets. And these sets range on a continuum from negative to positive. So in this case of fixed versus growth, the fixed is on the negative side and the growth is on the positive side. And now the reason why I focus on these four sets of mindsets is because these are the four sets of mindsets that have received the most research attention over the last 30 years. And what I found, as I have my own free personal mindset assessment on this, and people could go to my website to take the assessment to figure out where they stand along these continuums, what I found is that these different mindsets aren't very correlated, meaning we could be high or low in one, but that doesn't necessarily dictate whether they're going to be high or low in the others. And so in this case with Lee Iacocca, which I think is so fascinating, because it's hard to say that he was a bad leader in the sense that he did some pretty incredible things. But despite doing some pretty incredible things, he surely didn't take advantage of all of the opportunities available to him. And one of the reasons why that was because he had this fixed mindset. So he may have had some mindsets were positive, but because he had this fixed mindset, it was limiting his success. And how this played out for him, and in general for most of us, is that if we have a fixed mindset, we don't believe that we or others can improve our talents, abilities, and intelligence. So this makes us see the world and others in terms of haves and have-nots. And if we see the world in terms of haves and have-nots, that means we always want to look good. We want to be seen as a have. And anytime we have a mistake or a failure, to us, we interpret that as though we're a have not, and we internalize that failure. And so in the case of Lee Iacocca, what he always tried to do was he cared much more about looking good than he did about, and because of that, he was never able to tackle the challenges that were facing his organizations in the most effective ways. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And, bringing that back to the current day, even as we're dealing with this pandemic of COVID-19, we can think of a lot of people in places of very significant power and influence who think in much the same way. They would like to make themselves look good. They would not want to have anything appear to sully their track record or make them look bad. So at all costs, even if it costs lives, let's by all means look good is the approach that I think even applies today. Wouldn't you agree?
For sure. And here's one of the ways that I see this playing out right now in the current climate, which my heart really goes out to business owners and business leaders in this climate, because they're forced to make some really difficult decisions. And I'm seeing some leaders of organizations that are now just very quickly laying off employees. And I'm not saying that that's a wrong thing to do. I don't understand all of the complexities of their business. But I also see some other leaders, like, for example, I watched a clip on LinkedIn yesterday from the CEO of Marriott. And he says that their organization has never seen anything like this. Their business, when the economy hit, took a downturn in 2008, and even around 2001, when we had the terrorist attacks, the biggest hit that they saw was a decrease in 25% of their business. Right now, they're seeing a decrease in 90% of their business.
Yes, I did see that.
And this is just unreal. And one of the things that he says is, And I don't know the complexity of what they're going to have to do. But one of the first things he said was, I am no longer going to take any pay for the rest of this year. And all of our executive team is taking at least half compensation. And that's a very difficult thing to do. But it is an example of somebody who's saying, I don't necessarily care about the image in terms of how much I make. I care so much more about getting out of this situation. Now, he's in probably in a financial position where he could do that without maybe a whole lot of fear, which helps. But it speaks to how we are seeing how people's mindsets are shaping how they think and therefore how they behave. And that's kind of playing out. And if we could help leaders awaken to their underlying mindsets, we can empower them to make these difficult decisions much more effectively.
That's a great point. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Ryan Gottfredson. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of The Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
It passes before it's noticed. A slight rising of the eyebrows, a widening of the eyes. It may be accompanied by an almost imperceptible inhalation. The heart adds a beat like a quiet exclamation point on the experience. Within a tenth of a second, the reaction has passed, but not without leaving its mark. Someone found what they're looking for. Does your website deliver impulses to act? It can. Intended Consequences is the podcast for digital marketers who see their job as changing hearts and minds. If you're frustrated, bored, or in a rut, it's time to spread your wings with me, Brian Massey, and my guests. Find out how successful, curious, creative, and data-driven marketers are making a difference on purpose. Visit intendedpodcast.com or find us where you get your podcasts. Intended Consequences, marketing on purpose.
LPO, landing page optimization, where we make marketers great using design, data, psychology, and attitude. Join our host, Brian Massey, best known as the Conversion Scientist, as he sits down with leading marketers to help you create campaigns that deliver. LPO, only on webmasterradio.fm.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect, only on webmasterradio.fm. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
Welcome back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. My guest today is Ryan Gottfredson, who is the author of the new book, Success Mindsets, Your Keys to Unlocking Greater Success in Your Life, Work, and Leadership. He's also a leadership professor at Cal State in Fullerton. Excuse me. So Ryan, before the break, we were talking about fixed versus growth mindsets, and Lee Iacocca as an example of that. And I think it might be appropriate to talk about, you know, the four different mindset operatives or perhaps mindset spectrums that you talk about. You know, you talk about the growth mindset versus the fixed mindset, open mindset versus closed, promotion mindset, outward mindset, etc. So for the benefit of our listeners, why don't you give us a quick kind of example of growth versus closed and the other three as well.
Yeah, no, great. And one of the things that's really interesting about mindsets is I think, and my guess, Rush, or Dush, correct me if I'm wrong, my guess is that the word mindsets pops up on your show quite a bit.
It does. It certainly does because, you know, a lot of it relates to business and how entrepreneurs think and how what a profound difference it has on their business. And, you know, Henry Ford summed it up best when he said, if you think you can do it or you think you can't do it, either way, you're right. And that sums up mindsets in a very simple way. But please, I don't want to get in the middle of your answer.
No, this is perfect, right? Because we know mindsets are important. In fact, mindsets are foundational to everything that we do. They shape how we learn, how we think, how we behave. But the thing is that even though most of us know that mindsets are quite important, there's also most of us who don't know exactly what mindsets will help us to achieve the greatest levels of success across our life, work, and leadership. And so we've already talked about this kind of continuum between fixed versus growth. So fixed is that we don't believe that we and others can change our talents, abilities, intelligence. Growth is we do believe that we can change our talents, abilities, and intelligence. The next set of mindsets that I focus on is the difference between closed and open mindsets. So this is essentially how closed versus open our minds are to different and new ideas. So when we have a closed mindset, we tend to think that what we know is best. To put this metaphorically, we kind of see our mind as a bucket. And when we have the closed mindset, our bucket is full. We feel like we know it all. And so what happens when we pour something into a full bucket? Well, everything goes off the side. Nothing gets absorbed. So those that have a closed mindset are primarily focused on being right because they think that they have all the answers. They avoid new perspectives. They avoid feedback and they see disagreements as threats. Whereas those with an open mindset, they just leave some room in their bucket for the idea that they can be wrong. And this allows them to take in new ideas. In fact, those that have an open mindset, their focus is not on being right. Their focus is on finding truth and thinking optimally. Thus, they're asking questions, they're seeking feedback, they're seeking new perspectives, and they see disagreements as opportunities to learn and grow. So that's the difference between that second set of mindsets, closed versus open.
Right.
Should we jump into the next one?
Please do.
All right. The next one is the difference between a prevention mindset and a promotion mindset. So prevention's on the negative side, and that's when we are trying not to lose. When we have a promotion mindset, we're trying to win and gain. And to understand the difference between these two mindsets is I want us to imagine that we're a ship captain in the middle of the ocean. And if we're a ship captain in the middle of the ocean with a prevention mindset, our number one focus is on not sinking. So we don't want any problems to occur. We don't want to take any risks. We don't want to rock the boat. Because at the end of the day, we're really concerned about sinking to the bottom of the ocean. Well, if a storm comes on the horizon and that storm is coming towards us, our inclination, if we have a prevention mindset, is to run from the storm, go to a place of safety. Well, is that place of safety the destination we originally set out for? Probably not. So those with a prevention mindset, which I actually think this is our default mindset, have a tendency to prioritize their comfort and safety over reaching their destinations that they're shooting towards. Because those with a promotion mindset, they have a destination in mind. And when that storm comes on the horizon, they ask, does this stand between me and my destination? And if the answer is yes, they prepare for the storm. They batten down the hatches and they become willing to take the risks to end up and make progress towards that destination. Because they recognize that the only way that they're going to get where they want to go is if they brave the winds and the currents of the sea. And so that's the big difference between those with the prevention mindset versus those with the promotion mindset. Those with the prevention mindset run away from the winds and the currents. Those with the promotion advance towards the winds and the currents because they know that's the only way to reach their goals.
Okay, that makes sense. And the fourth set?
Fourth set is the difference between an inward mindset and an outward mindset. So if we have an inward mindset, we see ourselves as being more important than others. And when we see ourselves as being more important than others, we have a tendency to see others as objects. Whereas if we have an outward mindset, we see others as being just as important as ourselves. And when we see others as important as ourselves and their needs and wants matter just as much as our own, we're able to see them as people. And let me give you a quick example of this that I think is really powerful. This example is Benjamin Zander. He's the founder and conductor of the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra. And he said during the first half of his career, he had this stereotypical inward mindset as a conductor. And he saw his musicians not as people, but as instruments, there to play the music the way that he wanted it to be played. But then he said during halfway through his career, he had this epiphany that while he may be the face of the orchestra, he doesn't play a note. And that made him realize that maybe he wasn't leading in the best way. And he took on this more outward mindset and he saw his musicians, not as instruments, but as people. And the difference that this made is he stopped trying to get them to play the music the way that he wanted it played. And he started to get them to play the music the way that they were best capable of playing it. And at the end of the day, he said that produced much more beautiful music. And the musicians had such a better experience under that form of leadership. And so that hopefully that example paints the picture between the difference in an inward mindset and an outward mindset.
Perfect. I think this is these examples are really, really great. Now, have you had much feedback from, you know, either your students or from readers of the book in the ways they've applied this knowledge in their lives or in their business?
Yeah. I just love the feedback that I've been getting so far. So the ebook and audiobook are out. They came out in February. The print version and the official book release is May 5th. And so it's been great to get some initial readers into the book. And what I'm essentially finding is this is the effect of this book on people's lives is kind of twofold, but it's interconnected. One is they're doing the deepest level of introspection that maybe that they've ever done. Because for most of us, our mindsets operate non-consciously. We aren't conscious of what mindsets we have and how they are dictating how we think, learn, and behave. And so as they dive inward, what they're learning is they thought that how they see the world is the best way to see the world, but then they're awakened to the idea that, oh, there's actually better ways of seeing the world. And because if I could take on those perspectives, I could unlock greater success. And so that leads to the second thing that we're finding is individuals are deeply enhancing their self-awareness. So with this deep level of introspection comes this deep self-awareness, which allows them to then put themselves in better positions to one, develop themselves, but also to navigate their situations much more successfully.
I think that makes perfect sense. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Ryan Gottfredson. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of The Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.fm and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.FM.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
Welcome back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. My guest today is Ryan Gottfredson, who is the author of the new book, Success Mindsets, Your Keys to Unlocking Greater Success in Your Life, Work, and Leadership. And Ryan also is the leadership professor at Cal State in Fullerton. Ryan, so that was really fascinating, you know, the way you've broken up the mindsets into the four quadrants, if you will, and you walked us through, you know, the different kinds of mindsets and where you might find yourself on one. Now, many of our listeners who are entrepreneurs and business owners themselves, I'm sure would love to kind of understand, first of all, what their current mindset is, and I'm prepared to guess that many of them would be, you know, growth mindset, and many of them would be open, etc. But you can guess at it, but there's nothing like actually finding out for yourself. So I know you have a way by which someone can take a self-assessment on your website. Would you care to share the URL and the details of how somebody might do that?
For sure. So the website is ryangottfredson.com. That's RyanGottfred, like Fred, S, and then SON.com. And my mindset assessment that I put together is based upon the last 30 years of mindset research. And it's only 20 questions, but when somebody takes it, and it only takes about 5 minutes to take, then they get a pretty comprehensive and individualized report that identifies the current quality of their mindset relative to about 10,000 other people who have taken the mindset assessment. And what I've found across these 10,000 people that have taken it is about 5% of these people are in the top quartile for all four sets of these mindsets. Well, what that means is that 95% of us have got some work to do, myself included, with regards to our mindsets. And the more that we could shift our mindsets towards the positive, the more that we're going to be thinking, learning, and behaving in ways that are going to allow us to be more successful.
That's fabulous. Now, the book Success Mindsets is out, or it drops May the 5th, did you say?
Yeah, the ebook and audiobook are already available. In fact, if you were to go to my website, if you were to buy the ebook, you can get the audiobook for free. And then the print version and the big main release is coming out May 5th.
Okay. And so it's being published by Morgan James, which is a really fine imprint, and it comes out May the 5th. So you know, I'm sure you're doing pre-sales right now. So would our listeners be able to go to Amazon.com, for example, and pre-order your book?
Definitely. Any major book reseller, you could pre-order the physical copy. But if you can't wait till then of course the ebook and audiobook are available at your main retailers as well.
Excellent. Now, you also do work as a leadership development consultant. And for any of our listeners who might be interested in engaging with you or working with you, you know, for their businesses or one-on-one with you, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is to go to my website. You can find my email there, or it's ryan@ryangottfredson.com. Shoot me an email. It's really fascinating going in and working with organizations on their mindsets. So what I normally do is I will have a group of leaders or group of employees take the mindset assessment in advance to a workshop. And then during the workshop, what I'll do is I will have aggregated their mindsets into a collective report. And so during the workshop, we put up on the screen what the mindsets look like across the leaders or employees in the organization. And very quickly, we're able to get a sense of what's the quality of our leadership, what's the quality of our culture, and what does that mean for us? What led us to have some of these mindsets that maybe we don't want to have? And how do these positive mindsets, how are we using those to reach the goals that we have? And interestingly enough, I've worked with probably 50 to 60 groups over the last year and a half, and I've only had one group that has been on the positive side for each of these four continuums. Everybody else has had at least one, but generally, about what I'm finding on average is three of these mindset sets are on the negative side. And so then we engage in some really deep and transformational discussions about how these mindsets came about and how they influence how they go about doing their work.
Beautiful. And it is, of course, your belief that these mindsets can be changed with some conscious thought.
Definitely. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I love focusing on mindsets, because all of the research finds that we can shift our mindsets with relatively small interventions.
That
so research
fantastic.
Has found that like a 3-minute video or writing 2 paragraphs or even a 15-minute training can have a positive effect on our mindsets for 2 to 4 weeks. Now,
that's
we
huge.
Can't expect those results to hold beyond that time period, but what if we could stack interventions on top of each other? Well, over time, we'll start to see these shifts in mindsets to be much more permanent.
That is fantastic. Ryan, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and your time and your thoughts with us. This has been hugely valuable. And to our listeners, please go to ryangottfredson.com. That is ryangottfredson.com. Or you can go to and take ryangottfredson.com and take the mindset assessment. You can buy the ebook there and get the audiobook for free. Or go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and get the hardcover printed book pre-ordered, right? So Ryan, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate it.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.